Good day, I'm Jackie Judd with Health on the Hill. The Obama administration today released its vision of how the new health care law will work in practice as it relates to young adults who want to stay on their parents' health insurance plan until they reach the age of 26. Here to explain what the draft regulations look like is Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Welcome, Mary Agnes.
Thanks for having me.
How broad a reach will this regulation have?
I think it's fairly broad. For example, the young adult in question doesn't have to live with his or her parents. They don't have to be a dependent on a tax return. They don't have to have been still be a student. They can be married. Their spouse or children couldn't qualify. But it seems to me that the administration has really tried to cast a wide net to include as many young adults in this provision as possible.
Was it a surprise? Did people expect this to be more narrowly cast?
I think that because of its political popularity, and so many people on both sides of the aisle have had this experience with their own children, I think that it was certainly within the realm of possibility and expectation that they would cast as broad as a scope they could on this provision.
And what about the costs? What do we now know about the projected expenses?
If you are in employer-sponsored insurance, the estimate from the Department of Health and Human Services is that your premiums would increase by just under 1%, by 0.7% next year, with this benefit costing about almost nearly $3,500 for each dependent. If you're in the non-group market, the cost is about a little under $2,400 in 2011.
And do the insurance companies have to offer the same benefits package to a dependent as they do to others on the plan?
Right. You can't discriminate. You couldn't offer fewer benefits, and you couldn't charge more. But the thing to remember here is if an insurer did not offer dependent coverage in the first place, they don't have to expand it to someone up to age 26. Again, if it's not an offered benefit, they don't have to cover it. But if they have provided dependent coverage, they have to include this extension to age 26.
And then in terms of hard numbers, how many people do you think this will affect? What's the expectation?
The estimate is that about 1.2 million young adults will sign up for this coverage.
And this is a group that disproportionate to its share of the population goes without coverage.
Exactly. A lot of them don't have coverage. They don't have access. They have one of the highest rates of uninsurance and the lowest access to coverage. Again, for all the policy, this is kind of an interesting marriage of political reasons and policy reasons for this particular provision.
As I mentioned earlier, these are draft regulations. It has to go through the process of public comment. So when will they be in the books?
Well, I think they'll probably depend on what people have to say and what reshaping may need to be done before they come up with that final release date.
But some insurance companies are already on the fast track with this.
That's right. That's exactly right. Something like 65 insurers have said they're not going to wait till September to implement this. Again, in the law, which was signed into law, the health law became law in March, insurers had 6 months to implement this. They've stepped up the plate and say they want to move earlier. Another key factor here is when will employers move? They've been a little hesitant to do this, perhaps putting this guidance out. And we found out today United Technologies, a large employer up in Hartford, Connecticut, has said they will step up to the plate and start insuring kids, continuing coverage rather, up to age 26. So maybe other employers will follow that lead.
Okay, we will see. Thank you so much, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. I'm Jackie Judd.